Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply living on the bright side. Living on the bright side. Now, I'm sure you've heard this old saying. You've probably used it yourself. Just look on the bright side. You may have said this to someone who was going through a challenge and you were trying to cheer them up, and somebody may have been trying to cheer you up with these same words at one point in your life and said, just look on the bright side. Well, I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that we can do more than just look on the bright side. Christ died and rose so that we can live on the bright side. Yes, my friends and neighbors, remember Moses asked a question in Exodus 32 and 26. He said, who's on the Lord's side? Then you remember in Psalms 144 and 15, the Bible says, happy is that people that is in such a case. Yes, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. My friends, I submit to you that God's desire for all of his children is that we live on the bright side. But many people don't know how to do that. Sometimes it's easier said than done. But I'd like to submit that there are only two ways to live this life, either on the bright side or on the night side. And you don't want to live on the night side, my friends. We want to live on the bright side. Our VIEW acronym represents the four key elements required to living on the bright side. I assure you, my friends and neighbors, when you adopt these four principles, it'll change everything about the way you live. That V in our VIEW acronym simply reminds us to vocalize victories. Yes, my friends, only discuss ways that you can win. This is called the language of success. See, some people have learned loser language and have never broken it. Loser language is a language that says you're the devil's advocate, or never say never, or how about knock on wood. These are all loser languages, folks. God never intended for us to walk in this way. The winners have a language that they speak, and that's the language that everyone wants to speak. We don't say if, we say when. We don't say might, we say will. We don't say we'll see, we say just watch. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when we eliminate superstition talk like keep your fingers crossed or wish me luck or thank your lucky stars, those are all talk, my friends and neighbors. That's loser language. It's not the language of the bright side. We don't have to talk superstition. We don't have to talk premonition. We don't even have to talk intuition. We don't have to talk a language based on our feelings. We talk based on the word of God. Remember, the Bible tells us in Psalm 19 and 14 that we should let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Then we discover in Romans 10 and 8 that the word of God is near us, even in our mouths and in our hearts. That is the word of faith that we preach. Then we discover in Proverbs 18 and 21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to talk winning language. Yes, that's the only language for the believer. You know, if you go to a foreign country and you don't speak their language, all you can speak is what you know to speak, and that's English. So if you go to France and everybody's speaking French and you don't know French, what can you do? You speak English and you try to help those other people understand what you mean. Well, let's adopt the language so tightly, my friend, that we don't even know or recognize any other language. We're going to pretend that we don't even speak anything other than faith language, and that's what's going to be our reality. That I in our VIEW acronym reminds us of the importance of infinite imagination. This is forcing our minds to dream constantly and to see the infinite possibilities of success. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the most amazing outcomes possible are only come when we dream of them. It's envisioning the miraculous, the unprecedented, the extraordinary, the wonderful. Remember, the Bible says in Genesis 11 and 6, Jesus watched the people and said, behold, the people is one, and they all have one language, and this is what they're beginning to do. And he said, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Think of that, my friends and neighbors. Nothing is beyond our imagination. If we can dream it, God can deliver it. Don't forget Ephesians 3 and 20 that says God can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And then the Bible tells us in Joel 3 and 10, let the weak say, I am strong. Yes, my friends, it all begins with how we see ourselves. See, when we see ourselves as victorious in our mind, then we begin to speak that victory with our mouths, And then we begin to live that expectation. That brings me to the E in our VUE acronym, my friends, and that's simply to execute expectations. In other words, plan for the best outcomes. And when we talked about vocalizing our victories, that's speaking the best outcomes. Executing expectations says we're going to prepare as if the best outcome is the only outcome. Once we say it, we start doing it. Once we dream it, we start planning it. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to spend an hour a day planning on your success and then expect great things to happen to you. Jesus walked in expectation. Remember when he told his disciples, go get a coat, and it's going to be a man. If he asks you why you're taking it, tell him the master has need of it. Remember, he also says that the upper room, somebody gave them or allowed them to use the upper room where the Lord's Supper was held. Elijah told the widow woman, listen, make my food first, and then God provided for her. Expect great things to happen to you, my friends and neighbors. Expect to grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. The Bible says in Psalm 62 and 5, my soul, wait only upon God, for my expectation is from him. And then we discover in Jeremiah 29 and 11 that Jesus said, God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Yes, my friends and neighbors, look at the goodness of God. We've got to recognize that God has great things in store for us. Expect to be favored. Expect good things to happen. Expect kindness to come your way. And then give kindness and favor in exchange. Then last but not least, my friends and neighbors, the our VUE acronym is completed when we recognize the W says worry is wrong. It's not just a bad habit. It's not a personality trait. Worry is just as wrong as shoplifting, selling drugs, kidnapping, and murder. Yes, my friends, I said it and I mean it. If we can adopt the philosophy that worry is wrong, it changes everything, because the Bible tells us in Romans 14 and 23 that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. We're also encouraged by God in 1 Peter 5 and 7 to cast all our concerns and worries on him, because he cares for us. The Bible tells us in Romans 1 and 17, the just shall live by faith. My friends, I challenge you to refuse to act on negative impulses. Refuse to play out negative scenarios in your mind. Refuse to engage in worry conversations. Refuse to play the what if game. My friends, don't allow worry to bind you, because it'll grip you and keep you in a state of despair. On the contrary, talk faith talk. Believe that we're living by faith and we're walking by faith and not by sight. My friends, let's live on the bright side. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.